cock-a-doodle-doo. When you get a handoff from the Roosters, hard to lose. Boy, he was in rare form today. And if you woke up with the Junkies, then you got to hear DQ talk to the Junks, kind of unveil who's going to play, who's not going to play, what's up, what's hot. This is the time of the off-season, preseason, that we can't wait to get rid of. Because we're kind of in the middle. I don't like being in the middle. I want to be on one side or the other. We're in the middle. Do we play to not to play or to play? Who played well? Who's hurt? Who's returning? And even if they're healthy, do they get to practice? We have all these different fragments of football going on. And our people do a great job. Standing room only was on fire this morning. And it makes good sense. All ears, test, B. Mitch and Finley. We're going to listen to a lot of different things that went down today. Donna Hopkins, Skeletos on the Turf will be with us in the 5 o'clock hour. And the professor, Lou Holder, at 6. Eat, sleep, and drink this. It's frustrating, Anthony, because no matter how hard you look, sometimes it's just not much to see. And we're in a middle, we're suspended. Do we go all out or not? Do we press the metal? We got a couple guys back, but you got some sound from DQ with the Junkies this morning. How did it feel to you?
It was good. DQ again joined the Junkies, and he was asked about whether or not he'll play the starters in preseason game number 2. This is what he had to say.
Are you leaning towards Jaden playing on Saturday, or haven't decided yet?
We haven't got there yet. Like, the next 2 days, we're still, like, back into our camp space to go. So I kind of look at the whole team, you know, once we get through, like, Thursday, and then we can decide who we're going in. But with new systems today, tomorrow, man, like, back to camp and going to dig in. So that's right. Where we're at today.
What are the pros and cons of playing versus not playing? Obviously not playing the pro is they don't get hurt.
Right. So that's the pro. The pro is new systems, timing, you know, new looks. So when you had the joint, that helps you have the joint practices to get some of those guys work in that space. But just having the time together in a game, it helps for sure. And then also, like, going through the entire routine of what it looks like to go play.
Yeah, right.
You know, without getting yourself all the way ready.
If you decided, okay, Jaden should get a couple series just to get him in the rhythm.
Right.
I would assume you have to play the number one offensive line, too. You got to play all the starters.
100%.
Would that include receivers and everything? Is that kind of an all-or-nothing deal?
It's not all-or-nothing. It's really custom to, like, where the health of the team is. Like, if somebody was not healthy enough to go, you know, then we wouldn't. It'd have to be, hey, man, like, all systems are go, then you get to play. But, yeah, that would, like, the O-line would certainly be a factor.
I defer to you. I mean, obviously, you're the pro. We don't know anything. But it seems like from afar that preseason's almost become, like, the way, like, the Pro Bowl is and, like, the way All-Star games are. Like, you guys are getting your big work in the joint practices, and this is more for back of the roster. And
some of that, like in some games.
The juice just isn't worth the squeeze, as I'm making that argument. I don't want my guy to play two series.
We disagree on this.
Yeah, and you're going to say, hey, Jay, just stay, you know, just dump it off, whatever, get rid of it. But he's a competitor. Yeah. Somebody's going to blow around. He's going to take off, and 80,000 people are going to freak out.
That's going to happen whether it's preseason, regular season.
Right, but regular season, it matters.
Yeah, well, this matters, too, to get ready for the regular season.
That's what I said.
My argument to say if you can find a margin or an edge, you know, like winning in the NFL is really hard. So if there's a space that it makes sense to do that, then you should. But there's certainly cases where it doesn't.
Does he ever come to you and say, Coach, man, I got to get out there and play?
Of course.
That's him all the time. But we've got a good relationship. Like, he knows, you know, when he can push back and when he can't. And so we had some of that last year when he wanted to go. And, nope, this is where we stand and this is where we're at.
You know exactly what I think about it. And I'm at this point every year. Every year during this week, there's several philosophies that come into play. My only question is, okay, first of all, what does the people at the top of the industry do? Does that make sense? Am I being harsh by inquiring about the teams that win most of their games annually? Am I wrong to do that? Because that's what I do. What's Kansas City doing? What's Buffalo do? What are teams that win more so? What's their philosophy? And right, wrong, or indifferent. Now, they have better personnel than I do. But they also may be better at other levels than I am. So I got to get all my levels up. My talent, evaluations, my scouts. Every area. Because it doesn't make any sense to me that we don't follow the people that are the most successful at this. I'm a copycat. I do want to be a copycat. That's all I want to be, is a copycat of success. Not an innovator of junk. So it's Russian roulette. Because I can tell you this, and I'm not telling you what somebody told me. There's a difference to your system. Everything about you as a human being, that's an adult, that's breathing, living, athletic, integrity, when you know you're not going to play, everything is different. When you know you're going to play, everything is different. If for nothing else but your breathing, the way you deal with your butterflies, to go through that and to rehearse that, anybody that's a musical performer, an opera singer, a public speaker, who does this? Who does it in the professional ranks that is afraid to practice at a game level or a peak performance tryout or whatever? Who does it? We got NASCAR. They burn rubber on Fridays. Do you think they get to that extreme? You tell me. Do skydivers not jump until the jump? We have a lot of professionals that listen to this show and these networks and these stations. Who doesn't go through a dress rehearsal before something meaningful? Are you driven by fear or by faith? 53-man roster for a reason. There's a pretty good chance you don't end with the people you start with. You get that? Does that sink in? So you prepare every stinking day for what if my center turns an ankle? What if the left guard turns an ankle? That's what makes this game so awesome. It's not just, do you have the best players? It's, do the players you have, are they available for the games? And what do you do if they're not? And then if they get nicked, do you have a medical staff that can help them get back quicker than others? You got to be good at every damn department on the business. That's what makes this a competitive it's a bash. Why don't you realize why the teams that are bad pretty much every year, and the teams that are good for the most part? They keep the right people together because nothing about this is equal. Nothing. And if you don't judge yourself by your record, you will not last long. I can promise you that. I don't care how silver your tongue is. I judge the scoreboard and the record. Join me in that crusade. And we will rid ourselves of anybody that's an imposter. You will not be able to survive in this environment if you judge people by the score and their record, not their cologne. Some of this is borderline ridiculous, but it might work. And nobody out here can prove that that's wrong. It might work, but it's going to require some players to make plays. This week, man, this is pivotal. You're going up against in a place that they teach physical football. I love this, going to Detroit. I want my team on the road anyway. Because you open on the road. Start getting your mind conditioned for this. Our project starts in South Philadelphia, on the road. So let's get ready to travel. It's a business trip. And let's see that we have the kind of people serious enough to execute the game plan. Or do we just have to play somebody's backups? Are you telling me we can't play somebody's ones? Who the hell you think is going to be out there in Philadelphia in the opener? They're ones. I don't want to hear no damn excuse about who's in the game and who's not in the game. You picked them. You train them. No excuses. Get the job done. Or stop picking up checks. Well, that's never going to happen. So you pick up the checks. So let's put in the work. They have a great work ethic. I'm not worried about their work ethic. They got a great work ethic. It is clear that they are highly professional. What I question is the level of violence. They talk about it a lot. But in the first series defensively, if I'm supposed to judge you by your defense, and those are your dogs, you didn't put out pit bulls in that opening drive on defense. So let's replace the poodles with pit bulls in Detroit so we can get a better look at who we really are. Is that okay? Can we make that agreement? Is that too harsh, Anthony, for you and your people?
I don't think it's harsh at all, Doc.
I mean, you feel where I'm coming from. I know you don't like it, but do you feel me?
I love it, actually, Doc. I love it. I actually want to see the starters get out there and play because we know next week they're not going to probably play in the final preseason game. And to be honest, I wouldn't be too opposed to them not playing in it in general just because I know they're probably going to get a lot more work done in the joint practice that we have with the Ravens. And now with Marcus Mariota going down, Jaden Daniels at practice today, he had more reps and more snaps. He played with the ones and the twos today. So if a lot of people are worried about seeing Jaden play, per se, I think he's going to have his work cut out for him regardless because the joint practice next week. And to be honest, that's a good team that they're going to be going up against in Baltimore.
I love that they're playing the Raiders.
Exactly. So for you get a two-hour practice, reps with the ones and twos, I think that far exceeds anything you'll really truly learn from a live action game if Jaden only did play, you know, one or two series in that third and final preseason game.
Here's what I'm asking. Here, what you can't learn is breathing. You can't get his nervous system cranked up when he knows he's not going to play. I don't give a damn what nobody says. They're never hit. So you want to never, ever, ever have his nervous system keen alert. We're going to hold him all the way out till we get to Philadelphia. And then we're going to say, okay, now it's live. And you think he's human, isn't he?
Yep.
And as I told you, said to you privately, how hard is it to go over there and tell the defense privately, if you touch him, you're fired? Then get in the huddle and say, JD, this is live. Buckle your chin strap, son. Let's roll. First of all, I think he's going to look at you and smile and go, let's do it. Because the dude is a warrior. I ain't worried about that. Then you tell your defense, if y'all touch him, you're fired. I'm telling you, at least we give him a chance to dig in and feel like it's a real game before it's a real game. Is that crazy to you?
Not at all.
And if it is, it's okay. Not the first time I've been called crazy. But to me, I'm going, how hard is that? What does not involve common sense in figuring out a scenario, Kevin, that will allow your quarterback to feel like the rest of the team? And not that he's in an igloo in an eggshell. He's a football player. Believe me, he can handle it. And those guys up front, they need to know they're blocking for the king. When you got a dude like that and you got to block your man to keep him off him, I feel so bad for that poor fella in New York, the back. He had lousy approach on his pass blocking for a linebacker, and he just missed him. Quarterback got the wind knocked out of him. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy. And I've heard that Harbaugh, you know, that he's a thug. Obviously, he's not going live with his backs and linebackers on pass pro. It's called football for a reason. So we're going to find out who's right, what philosophy is right. Because here's what I like about this now. That's why I don't get upset about this now. Because if you're right, you get to put in roots in the community. If you're wrong, you'll be beheaded. Period. And we are at that point now that either this has to work now or forever hold your peace. We're not winding nothing else up. We're not trying a whole new version. It is time right now to lock in. There's not a man on this team that wants to see JD5 injured in any capacity. He has earned that. The dude is for real. You listen to how they talk about him today at practice. You're not going to find anybody that's better at his approach to the game. This brother's locked in. Now we're going to find out who else is locked in. I don't even know why this has to be an issue. Our guys have not demonstrated that they're soft in any capacity. Have you seen anything that would indicate that, Anthony?
Not at all.
Not at all.
I think these guys want to play football, man.
I'm with you. So we got to get the parents then to understand that maybe they need to stay up late a couple nights a week. Because it's time. We had no other choice but to fight through this. And so I can't wait for it. What are you looking forward to in Detroit?
I mean, I'm expecting Jaden to definitely go out there and play. No question.
Oh, you are?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I wonder who else suspects that. 301-230-0980. You got the guts to put this to the public?
Let's do it.
All right. All right, y'all talk all that trash. Now line up, 301-230-0980. You tell us what you want to see out of your football team. What are you expecting to see, and who do you expect to see on the field? 301-230-0980. Holla, if it's in you. Beautiful day to do what we do. That is breathe that oxygen and know that we are getting closer and closer to opening day. And we just want to be at our best on opening day. And in order to do that, there's certain steps that I believe you have to get through. Whether you like it or not, I don't know how you can be good without it. Question here, how much do you want to see JD5 and the starters play on Sunday? What does it look like? A series? Two series? Or a half? Let's start off in Upper Marlboro. Gary, welcome to the program.
Doc, good yes, afternoon. Sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to have you.
I don't want to see JD5 play at all. Okay. I just don't think it's worth the risk. I remember Robert, his rookie year. We didn't see him until New Orleans, okay, his first game, and he lit up New Orleans. I just think with the joint practices, he's getting all of the reps that he needs. And we just got a prime example with Mariota, non-contact injury. We saw in Minnesota last week, non-contact injury with Jamal Adams. There's just so many ways that guys can get hurt. And with a quarterback.
Now, Gary, just one second. Gary, just one second. When people throw that out, that's a little misleading. Because you'd have to count in all the plays that took place and all the players that participated. And yeah, two or three would be minor.
Yeah. I can't let you get away with that.
That's false solicitation.
No, but they're examples.
No, it's false solicitation. We're talking about skydiving. The whole premise of it is dangerous.
Yeah.
It's no way I cannot make this safer. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So if you, what you're saying is that you're scared to death of the guy being on the field until Philly.
Yeah.
If that's what you mean, just say it.
No, okay. I don't want him to play, okay, because I'm scared to death that if he gets hurt, okay, our season is over.
Okay, good. Well, just say that. Say that you don't believe we have the ability to protect him. We're not good enough to protect him in the preseason, so you want to cross your fingers and hope that he can get through a regular season. I don't know what you think is going to have changed by the time now and then, but I'll go along with that if that's what you're saying.
But, Doc, I gave you two examples.
Okay.
Two non-contact injuries. Okay? I told you about Mariota, and I told you about Jamal Adams. They're non-contact injuries. That has nothing to do with them being able to protect.
It happens all the time. You're right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But like I say, if you're scared, cut a light on. I just don't know how you go through this. This is pro football. It was never designed to be tennis or golf.
I get you.
I just don't get it. But I appreciate your candor. I appreciate it.
I go back to
I appreciate it.
When you guys
let's go to AP.
Yeah.
AP, you're next.
Ain't nothing but a
sell me some manure.
Party. I would never sell you no manure. What up, K9 Handler?
Hey, man. I'm frustrated that we want to play make-believe sports. And I don't understand. I understand. I'm the guy behind the times. Everything now is fantasy. Make-believe. Score it up. Let's not break a sweat, but let's call ourselves heroes. Okay, I get it. I get it. It's where we're going. But I don't have to buy into it.
Doc, I've been listening to you for years. And, you know, quite frankly, Doc, I'm tired of hearing the wildebeest on the airwaves and Rent-A-Jerk on the airwaves. Like, I'm still wanting to hear, you know, calm, collected, and reserved Richard Doc Walker. You know, Lord Richard. That's who I want to hear. I want to hear the man who's, you know, who's rooting for a team coming back from a Super Bowl winning or a deep playoff run where the team showed a good outing and put up numbers.
That's what
I'm waiting for. But you know what, Doc? We ain't seen that last year. So therefore, ain't man.
I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You got a 5-win team, and you're acting as if you won 12 games.
And that's my point. They all need to play. The Bill Belichick.
Oh, no, the hell with him. Nobody pays attention to him or Andy. Let's not even talk about the people who win 80% of their games.
I need a coach whose butt is on the hot seat or whose seat is getting warm and who has a offensive coordinator who's doing that for the first time, who has a D coordinator who's doing that for the first time, and both coordinators are trying to install – you know, their philosophy of offense and defense. And the first team defense that was out there got ran up on by a freaking – look, all I'm going to say, they better be out there. Because you can get hurt leaving your front door. Football is a barbaric sport. Next man up. That's why you build depth. So if you're – prize possession goes down, you got somebody just as good to take the spot and keep the train rolling. Doc, I love you, man. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, man. Look, somebody got to stand up for principle. Right or wrong, I am entitled to my opinion, just as you are for yours. We don't agree, but that's okay. That's okay. But we have to be happy that we can at least acknowledge our differences without it being a problem. Just an opinion. Mine, yours. I'm backing mine up with statistical facts. You won 5 games. You've gutted your team. You've coming up with two new coordinators who have never done this on a bigger stage. You're starting off with them bullies in South Philadelphia. And you got an option. And this is what I love about this Philly. I'm so glad we're playing Philly. Because they really don't give a damn about your innovation. Their goal is to punk you at the line of scrimmage. So you can sit back and hide, bring codes, bring up a whole new nomenclature. All that's going to matter is when that ball is snapped on opening day, can we move objects out of the way? Can we like our backs? Thank goodness. You know what the good news is? Let me get off this topic because you're spoiling my thunder. Did you see them two brothers we had running in the backfield? Ant-Man, did you see them?
Yep.
What'd it remind you of? The good old days. The good old days. We got some talent, man. We got some talent. We got some guys that want to run the ball downhill. Want to run through people. And they weren't alone. They had people out there blocking, throwing their bodies around. Receivers, tight ends. We will hit you. All this group needs is to let that choke collar get off their neck. Release them. It's all I'm trying to nudge. I'm just trying to nudge the people. Let the leash off of them. Let them go. Let's see what they'll do. I guarantee you, they won't run away. They'll come back. But they're going to come back with some DNA in their mouth. Because our people will strike. Now, we got some people coming back today. I'm going to let it go, Ant-Man, because our audience is not ready yet. We have not faced enough adversity yet. We're not sold in. So let's go this other path, and let's pull form enthusiasm. Let's be enthusiastic, and let's hope. I say let's hope. It might work. You know, it might work. That is true. It may very well work. We got some people back at practice today. Can't wait for 5 o'clock. Donna Hopkins will give us her eyeball report on it. And, you know, we'll just keep trying. Let's see. Let's go back to the line and see if we didn't scare everybody off. Oh, there's a canine. Jonesy, welcome home.
Keeper of the canines, what's going on, man? Look, we're going to hold on to that for just a little bit longer. You're right.
Okay.
We got people that need to get ready to play. I need a coach that's acting like he's trying to keep a job. I need to see my starters play. We played Philadelphia less than a few weeks from now. So I'm trying to win that game. I don't want to hear excuses. Well, the reason why we couldn't win today because this, that, and that. I don't want to hear none of that. You got plenty of time to get what you got to get together right now. And shout out to my boy AP. You're right. I don't need the K9 handler upset already right now. You know what I'm saying? What I need is my coach to get people out there on that field each and every day, get off this daggone operation, chill out mode, and say, hey, let's go try and win us a game. Well, we're going to start with Detroit because we're still in the preseason. Let's get them out there. Let's get a few series. I don't need to see my starters in a full game in the preseason. But get them ready because, believe it or not, Philadelphia is just up the road, and believe it, that time is just around the corner. Let's go. That's right. Or else I just might have to call Rent-A-Jerk.
I don't think they can handle it. No, hey, I don't think they can handle it. But let's see. No, let's see. Let's see what happens. You know, here's the one thing about it. The whole concept behind Rent-A-Jerk was that sometimes you need an outside person to step in because you're too close.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you just, there's a reason that sometimes in every family, every group, every team, every group, you need an outside person to come in and just tell them the truth. Because you love them so much that you end up being an enabler. But we'll see. Can't wait. I've never looked forward more so to a preseason game than I am looking for this week against Detroit.
Exactly. Time
I'm dying to know who the hell we are.
Time is winding down. We about to find out.
Yeah, I can't wait. Appreciate the phone call.
Yes, sir.
301-230-0980 is the number. Luke, see you on X. Y'all been cutting up on X. Y'all need to stop that. You really do. Y'all crazy. But, Jeepers, I'm telling you what. It's somebody, look, I'm asking out of love. There's nothing I want to see more than us dominate people. I didn't just come to this. I felt this way the whole way. I like what Diggs has brought to the receiver room, but I liked the room even before then. I'm just amazed at how many decisions we make without nobody going live. We got some dogs over there, man. They just need a chance to eat. I think they're going to be fine. Now, it's good to see some old faces back on the gridiron today. And we'll be able to ask Donna Hopkins at 5 what her professional assessment was. She had eyeballs on it. And, you know, we'll see. I saw on the command work, Brother Springs is back on the scene. Good to see Blue back at work. And we're getting great coverage. And I don't think we've lost anybody here of late. I hope I didn't miss anything.
No,
I don't think we've lost any soldiers.
That was a good practice, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, and we need that. And there's no guarantees on that. You do get tired of that stuff. This is the week, the hump week. It's exciting when you haven't been there for a while. Then you get tired of this real easy. And then, you know, you just got to go through it. It's a grudge. It's a grind. But the people coming out there are so enthusiastic. The fan base. Take a bow. You deserve it. Yeah, team won 5 games. And y'all roll out there just as you did when they won 12. That's important. I don't know about y'all. I watch these preseason games now. I've seen a lot of, it looked like they were having funeral services, some of them. There's some stadiums damn near empty. So this is a special group. Special group. And I, beg pardon? Yeah, special group. But you do agree, right? This
yeah,
group
for sure.
is special. All right. Sound like you're getting like, you know, like you don't really believe it, but you're just saying it. I'll deal with you at the break. Take a quick break right here. 4:45 at the nation's capital. That is Anthony Haney. This is Doc Walker here on Burgundy and Gold today. 4:50 in the nation's capital, DOC, Ant-Man. And Henry, you've been patient. We appreciate that. Welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
Hey, legendary Super Bowl champion, a real warrior on the field, Doc Walker. Hey, Doc, I've been listening to you, man. I want to know this. They need to put these players out there and play some real football. They can't play chicken ball like some people want them to play. I never heard of chicken ball, but I have heard of real football. Like you, a real warrior, a legend. They need to get out there and do what they got to do and prove us right. Prove this nation's right. So we can play some real ball and get ready to knock those Philly boys in their mouth. And walk all
well,
of them down.
I don't know how much the pass.
We don't need no steak and cheese steak.
I don't know how much the pass is relevant to this. I don't question their work ethic at all. That's not my intentions. What I do know that you can't have half the league going full speed and the other half going half speed. I just think somewhere, if I had to be in either one of those two camps, I want to be in the camp of the team that's going full speed. That's all I'm saying. Maybe there's two ways to skin the cat. I don't know. All I know, and I've said this a million times, it doesn't mean I'm right. But the only thing I look at and I go, well, wait a minute. What if the people that win more than the people that lose do? And I take a hunch at that. And then I look at my personnel and make a decision. They've done that. They've made a decision. Now we'll see what's right. They're going to try to prove that you don't have to play in the preseason to be good in September. We'll see. We'll see. If I have a vote, I vote thumbs down. But I don't have a vote. But I do have an opinion and a format. So I'm basing that opinion on this format. And I'm looking to see, are there any people that think like I think? And if you are, stand up, show up, show out. If not, tuck your tail and go run. Anthony, we good?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. This isn't for everybody. It was never intended to be. But we just have an opinion. Okay? We have an opinion. And why should we not feel comfortable expressing that opinion? You tell me. What's your opinion, Anthony?
We're entitled to.
But what's yours? I haven't heard you say that.
I don't see why not.
And you know something? Oh, man. Somebody told me that B. Mitch has a birthday.
Today is.
He's not human. How can a non-human have a birthday?
I don't know, man.
Don't you consider him to be an alien?
Yeah.
Oh, now you're scared.
That eats and cooks gumbo.
The dude, you think that's normal? Okay, happy birthday to Brian.
Don't sound so sad.
I don't believe it. I don't think we know what his age really is. You believe this?
Yeah,
how
I
old
do.
Are they saying he is? And you believe it?
You say how old is he?
Yeah, how old are they making you think he is?
Oh, so you think we're just awesome.
I don't think he's human. I think he's an alien.
He's 58.
In human life, he's 58. But how old do you really think he is?
Oh, like in like dog years or something?
He's so different. You think that's normal? Okay, you're scared. All right. That's okay. I don't want to push you too far.
Hey, look, Doc, I got to worry about going to see that guy tomorrow.
I know it.
I got to see him tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Man, this is Hercules. He's what are you doing, Jeff Walker? I tell you what, man. And they just don't get it. They keep messing with him. They even have him on video now. He's tying this poor boy up like a pretzel. No, man. I just hope... what are you getting for his birthday? He's got every... Well, we'll see. We'll come up with something. But he's worthy of it. And don't forget about his right ride to eat. You know, he's on that tricycle. He's like riding 100, 200 miles or whatever. He's alien. On September 11th through the 13th, you don't want to miss that. Because he donates most of all this, man, to charity. The brother is just, he's special. And we kid because we love him and we want to see nothing but the best for him. But Anthony, you, I think this topic has scared a lot of people. And, okay, TC, I'm sorry, my bad, ADD.
Yeah.
TC, what's up, dog?
What's going on, man?
You know, I'm not even frustrated by it. I don't expect people to get it because so few people that listen have actually been through
it. You old school. This is a new school of wave, whatever. Look at McVay and the Rams. They don't play a lot of them yet. They ready and steady. It's the teaching that has to go with the coaching. We ain't got there yet, but we got to see how it is. This is new school stuff. You old school back in the day. You're going to practice and you're going to play those games. Y'all had four preseason games back then. And most of the time, y'all playing all of them. But this is new school way. They ain't doing that now.
Andy's new school too. Belichick, they all new school, and they don't do. They people play and they win. Don't make it sound like nobody plays. That's not true.
Right. Well, they not mainly all this. What we're talking about in the first place is about the quarterback. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Doc?
Yes, sir. We got you.
Yeah.
And if you want to conform to it, go right ahead.
It ain't about conforming to it.
Ain't about talking me into it. Were you trying to convince me?
I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just saying you old school like me. Look, I ain't but probably about 5-6 years younger than you. So I'm old school. I've been through this over there. Okay, for them. What I'm saying is, this is what they're trying to do, and this is their way they want to do it. So I don't know why, because it's been on the airways all day. I don't know why we're blowing up about it.
I'm not blowing up about it. I asked Anthony, we had a debate. We had a debate. This is a debate format.
You said people was entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to your opinion.
I respect everybody's opinion. Right. You have the right to be in last place again if you want to.
Well, that's true. Well, we got in last place last time because we would probably would have been in last place if we didn't have all those injuries. You know what I'm saying? We had injuries. But, that's an excuse. I don't want to make excuses, but that's the facts. You see what I'm saying? So it might have been a different outcome. We never know what it is. But we got to see how it is. We got a tough schedule. Okay. We play some tough defenses. So we got to see how it goes. I'm worried about – y'all worried about preseason for them getting out there playing in preseason. I'm worried about the Philadelphia game when the bullets fly and it really counts. The preseason don't count. I know you want to get out there and see what they want to do because y'all anxious. But, hey, real bullets start when we play Philadelphia in the, over there. That's the bullets. That's the game. That's what I'm saying. That's all.
As long as you're comfortable with it, I'm comfortable with it.
It's not my way of doing stuff. I prefer to play. Basically, I will play, you know, the veterans and all that at least, you know, a quarter. That's what
So we do agree. Wait a minute, Anthony, do you hear what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I hear you.
I said what I would do. I'm old school like you. That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, it's like change comes. So you got to see how it changes. You can't get blowed up and all this and bent out of shape about it. Is this the way they want to handle it? Handle it that way. We'll see if the proof of the pie is in the pudding when the bullets start flying.
Oh, I get where you're coming from, but that's no fun. You don't want us to have no debates.
But the debate's been all day long. I've been listening to it all day long. It ain't just you and your station. Every station, Kevin, Rooster, all over the place. It's all day long. We're getting bent out of shape for nothing. Just see when the
Kevin,
fly.
Kevin, wait a minute. Hold it. This is new to me. You telling me that Coach Sheehan wants them to play patty cake? And not play anybody?
No.
Are you telling me that?
No. Kevin said he would like to see them play. He would like to see Jaden Daniels play. Just like that. So does Rooster. Everybody want to see them play. Okay, that's what they say.
I thought I knew him better than that. Okay.
I'm just saying, it's been all day long on the radio. Everybody bent out of shape about if they're going to play, who play, whatever the case may be. All I'm concerned is get on the field when it's time, when the bullets count. I ain't interested in – the bullets don't count in preseason. Everybody, get out there in preseason. Look, guys, preseason is for – Doc, you've been through this so many years. You know what preseason is about. Let me see who I got, my backups. Now, we've been – we was last year – we didn't have no backups to backups. You know what I'm saying? So we got to find out who – if someone go down, who can fill it up.
Okay.
So we need
to you know what? We can agree – we can get along with this. We can both be right and we can both be wrong, but I appreciate the phone call. Because we're not going to settle this right now. We're on different sides of the island, and that's okay. That's okay. We got a whole bunch more to deal with. And we'll ask a woman that had her skelettos. She has some pumps on the turf. Donna Hopkins talks camp with us when we return.